From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. A legislative committee heard hours of testimony today on a proposed referendum about transgender athletes. The organization Protect Girls Sports has proposed a ballot initiative that would only allow athletes to compete on teams that correspond with their birth sex or on co-ed teams. The initiative would also require schools to maintain separate locker rooms, restrooms, and showers for male and female students. Sophia Pride, a former high school swimmer from Falmouth, said Maine's policy of allowing transgender athletes on girls' teams, in restrooms, and in locker rooms makes some girls feel unsafe.
For many female athletes, sports are one of the few spaces where fairness and equal opportunity are clearly defined. When those standards become unclear, it can impact confidence, participation, and the integrity of competition.
The initiative has already qualified for the fall ballot, but first, lawmakers have to vote on whether to approve the bill as written or send it to voters. And a sweeping data privacy bill has died in Augusta. Lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have made Maine just the third state to adopt so-called data minimization laws that severely restrict how companies use consumers' personal data. Many of Maine's largest business groups said the bill went too far and would put their constituents at a competitive disadvantage by restricting their use of targeted advertising. The bill died between the House and Senate this week. A Portland man is suing Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents for allegedly violating his civil and constitutional rights when they arrested him in January. As Ari Snyder reports, his lawyers say the case seeks to strengthen precedent for holding federal agents accountable.
Juan Sebastian Carvajal Munoz, a civil engineer originally from Colombia, is in the U.S. on a visa for specialized workers and has no criminal record, according to a complaint filed in federal court on Tuesday. His attorney, Carol Garvin, with the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine, says ICE agents pulled him over on his way to work on January 22nd, smashed his car window, and put him in an unmarked vehicle.
Even though it was very clear from documentation he offered to them that he has lawful status, and there was no reason to stop him.
Carvajal Munoz was transferred to Massachusetts and released later that night. Garvin says her client is seeking compensatory and punitive damages under the Maine Civil Rights Act for psychological, physical, and economic harm. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
A new state law aims to persuade Maine residents to limit their power consumption to times of the day with the lowest electric demand. As Peter McGuire reports, the measure could help households struggling with high electricity costs.
The law creates a pilot program at Efficiency Maine to connect residents with lower time-of-use rates from electric utilities. Those rates make it cheaper to run heavy-duty appliances, such as a dishwasher or clothes dryer, outside of peak demand times between 5 and 9 p.m. Officials across New England are trying similar ways to limit the overall electric demand during those peaks to reduce wholesale prices and the need for new expensive poles and wires. The program will be aimed at low-income households. It is expected to wrap up by early 2028. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Hannah Pingree unveiled an affordability plan today to help lower housing, health care, and child care costs. Among other things, the plan calls for an investment of $100 million a year in affordable housing development, creation of a public health insurance option for Mainers, and expansion of universal free pre-K. Pingree says it would also provide property tax relief to homeowners by doubling the homestead exemption and deepening the property tax fairness credit so more households qualify.
People are working harder, doing everything right, and it still is not enough. This is not a personal failing. This is a policy failure, and it is one the next governor has to tackle.
Pingree's plan would increase taxes on second homes owned by non-Mainers and build on the state's new millionaire's tax to raise money for her new policies. Portland City Manager Danielle West presented her recommended budget for the coming year, which includes the elimination of 74 positions. Spokesperson Jessica Grondin said the city manager is aware residents are concerned about the rising cost of living in Portland.
The city manager was just very affected by what she saw in the community survey from Portland residents who said that the affordability of Portland was high on their mind. And so she wanted to bring in a fiscally responsible budget. The reduction of these positions has been able to get her to that point.
Grondin says the staff cuts include vacant positions, shelter employees displaced by a reduction in asylum seekers arriving in Portland, and vacancies at the police department and at the Barron Center. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the latest from Augusta. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.